Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com. You're listening to Mornings at Lone Star, irlonestar.com. Yeah, you probably do need to bring the microphone a little closer to you. You are on irlonestar.com worldwide, Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1. If you're hearing this voice, that means we're live on Facebook and YouTube. Just look up Lone Star Community Radio for Mornings with Lone Star. It is Friday the 26th. It's 10 o'clock. Just to give you a heads up, don't forget Kids Fest is tomorrow here in downtown Conroe. It's a free event that the city puts on once a year. It's pretty magical, so if you have children, bring them. It's fun. They have all that cool stuff. But in the studio, we're going to talk about why Conroe and Montgomery County is such a cool place to live with your family or single or whatever. If you're old or who cares? We got Ellen and Kayla in the studio with us, and they're with different groups around here in Montgomery County. We have Ellen is with the Pool Realty Group, and Kayla is with the Tie Rock Mortgage. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. It's going to take me some time to get that. These names.
Fun fact, anytime I ask Siri to call her,
yeah,
it says, calling Kayla T-Rotch.
T-Rotch.
That sounds like an infection.
Told you, tie and a rock.
Yeah,
okay. T-Rock.
But when it calls Danny, it says, calling Danny T-Rock.
That's so annoying.
You're being discriminated against by Siri.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for coming in and being on Mornings with Lone Star. You guys reached out because you wanted to talk about the growth of Conroe and Montgomery County.
Yes,
and
sir.
I was like, oh yeah, for sure, we need to get you on. And now y'all are here. So let's talk about the growth of Montgomery County.
Okay.
So who wants to start? Is it growing? I have no idea.
It is growing. It really is. It's massive. It's one of the most popular destinations for our relo clients. I think I was telling you earlier how many clients we work with that are moving to the area. And I'm a Houstonian, greater.
Yeah.
I'm a Houston native. And clients always like to ask me, they'll get on and they'll start Googling, like, where do you live in Houston? And of course, the Woodlands comes up a lot in other places. But you also routinely see Katy and Cypress and all of that. And they're just sometimes pulling it out of the air, like, oh, well, you know, I saw this is popular. And so they'll say, I want to live there. But a lot of them say to me, if you could live anywhere in greater Houston area, where would you live? I'm like, well, right where I am. As self-employed, we're a fully self-employed family. So
yeah,
we can choose. We can choose to live anywhere. And I won't leave Montgomery County. We're over in Magnolia.
Yeah.
So, but I'd say at least 50% of our clients that move here from especially the outer edges of the country, so the East Coast and West Coast especially, want to come to Montgomery County specifically. This is one of their whole reasons for moving, honestly.
Yeah, I know when I first was looking to start a radio station somewhere, and I wanted to do some place that was small enough, but also had access to big things.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, when you have that variety, when you're trying to create a community, it can be a really strong community. And I was like, I want to do it in Conroe, and because I knew Montgomery County had the diversity that it for growth. And I was proven right, because now everyone sends me text messages all the time. My friends are like, oh, look at this article, fastest growing city. I'm like, yeah, I'm not an idiot, you know, and I don't know stats. I don't know. I just know, you know, how people are.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's really exciting.
It really is. It's a lot of people, if they don't come here specifically for a job, like let's say they
yeah
are still fully remote and they want to come to Texas, most of the time they're looking in between Houston and Dallas. And we win that out every time, because if it is, I shouldn't say every time, most of the time we do, because we're about 30% less on housing cost and we're green down here. We have so much greenery,
mm-hmm,
so many trees. Everything is so, it's so much more lush than going up to Dallas where everything's kind
well
of
Dallas just really confuses me.
Because
when people tell me Dallas, I don't think Dallas. I think of Arlington, because that's
yeah
where all the sports cool stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
And most of the cool stuff isn't in Dallas. But people say it's Dallas.
Yeah.
And that just confuses me. And then Fort Worth, too. Same mm-hmm thing. I'm like, everyone forgets about Fort Worth. And I'm like, isn't that where, like, TCU is and stuff like that? Like, that's a pretty big school. Why does everyone call it Dallas?
And if you're from Fort Worth, you don't want people to say you're from Dallas. And if you're from
yeah
Dallas, my husband is from Dallas,
okay,
and I've lived there three times. And if you are from the opposite, like, they do not want to be associated with each other. But
that's weird.
Guess what I call it? DFW.
DFW. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yep. Like, legit,
well, it's also people who say like Greater Houston.
Yeah.
I'm like, that doesn't really count, does it? Like spring's not Greater Houston because it's spring.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. And but that's I don't really care about that kind of stuff. But anyway, for the purpose of today's discussion, I wanted to ask, what do you think in simple terms, how people can identify growth in an area? Like more Waffle Houses, or like how does that work? Or less Waffle Houses?
You go and then I'll go.
You go first.
Okay, so yeah. I think as we were kind of discussing earlier, growth will show up, especially when you see your college graduates return, right? Yeah. Because they have something to return to.
Mm-hmm.
If you are from a little town with no growth, and then you hope that the future generations are going to come back and live and raise their families there, there's not much for them to do. So, no. Do any of us like traffic? We absolutely do not.
I love it.
No, I don't believe you.
Well, I have a new car now, so now I'm like, oh, it's a hybrid, so I'm good. I'm not wasting gas.
But you may not like traffic, but do you want to drive 45 minutes to a grocery store? Probably not. And so,
I think it messes with people's
minds. You take the good
with
the bad.
Yeah, because like I grew up in Houston.
Same.
And I got to the point where I was like, oh, it took me an hour to get here, but it felt like 10 minutes because my mind's numb to traffic.
Yeah.
And you don't really realize how much it affects you when you're like, you actually look at your clock and you're like, oh, well, I have to leave an extra hour every day just so I can arrive somewhere. Not to spend more time with things I want to do, but it's just to arrive somewhere.
Right.
And so, but then again, it's like, that's what happened. That's this life. So
it is. And you have, it's with everything. You have to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
So do you want to drive 15 minutes to restaurants and grocery stores? And do you want the potential to have your community have job offerings for people that want to return?
Yeah.
Or do you, if you don't want any of that, there's no progress. There's no growth.
Well, like there's certain things, especially in this area with the growth, it's really creepy because, so I live over by
never
like.
Never heard it called that.
Yeah. Well, I live over by Crown Oaks, in Crown Oaks. And then there was someone's like, one of my buddies who lives there goes, hey, we should go check out Wood Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's that? And he's like, oh, it's this new thing that they're building. It's like a mini Woodlands down the street. Mm-hmm. And it literally, and they have bars. They have all, they have a cigar lounge.
Harvest Market.
Yeah. And I was sitting there, we get there and I was like, this is really creepy, man. Cause I have never heard of this. And it's literally down the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really weird.
It's been there for a while.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's been a minute.
I just never, cause I've heard of it because it was used to be a private golf course and all that. So that's when I've heard of it. I've never seen that kind of development over there. I just knew, I've been there at the golf course, but I never really went there, you know, maybe once every 5 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, all those buildings, and you can see what they're expecting to be there, I go, what's going on right now? Like, who built this?
Johnson Development.
Yeah, so that's where it gets creepy, because, you know, it's like a planned community. I'm like, something's going on here.
He's so suspicious.
I know.
Well, no, because it's too cool.
Wood
it really
forests,
is too cool. Yeah. I was like, I really hope this is successful here, because
it has
it's
been.
Really been, it's cool. And I'm like, this is something that this area really needs, because everyone thinks of the condensed shopping kind of thing as like a City of Houston or like Market Street. But you can have your own mini Market Street in any community. Yeah.
Oh, you absolutely can. So Wood Forest, when it first started, they were really there too early. Like when they first started building houses, nobody was quite willing to drive out there. So I think it had a little bit of a slow start.
Well, because they keep changing the name of the road.
It's like Pony three, Egypt, 2978.
It's like everyone has like three names now.
All
it's
the
like
different
what
things.
Area, what side of the road do you live on? Oh, McCaleb. Oh, man.
Yes. Yes. You just don't know.
Yeah.
But then people eventually decided that the homes in the Woodlands were aging too much. And so if
what
you
does
want
that
to,
mean?
The homes were too old. So you could spend the same amount of money and get a much newer home in Wood Forest than you would spend in the Woodlands. So the Woodlands is still right for a lot of people because they need to be extra close to downtown, right? And Wood Forest is not. But, you know, I think they're in, I think by the time they wind up, they've got 40 lots left to build on there. And they'll be about a 14-year pattern or 14-year time span of when they started to when they finish. They do developments right. They're actually opening up a new one We're going to have the soft grand opening at the end of the year and then probably start pre-sales at the beginning of next year. And it's right off of 149 in the Magnolia area. And that one is about 12 to 13 year projected. It's going to be amazing. And they're playing off the country theme out there. You know, like the rec center is going to be something like, it's got a name with a boot in it. You know, they really do these developments right. They're also the same developer as Grand Central Park, which is in Conroe.
Another creepy one.
Yeah. He's just not down with these master plan communities, is he?
Well, it's interesting because when people make such a big purchase in their life, it's like you kind of, it's like who you identify as almost. It's like, yeah. You know, when you buy a home or if you care. Some people don't care. Like, I just need a place to sleep. And that's right. Kind of me most of the time.
But, I wouldn't have gotten that vibe at all, right?
Well, it just depends. You know, you find the right home. You're like, perfect, awesome. Yeah. It has a door. Yeah. And so, but then there's also the people like old homes, you know, and they're like, I'm more of a fan of those because ghosts are cool. And,
but he's the perfect client. Like, he just doesn't care. I could pick the house out for him.
Yes. Yeah.
It would just be.
Okay, this is where you're going to live.
It just needs a door, a roof. Yeah. I just don't want to take care of things. If I need to take care of it, I can do it, but I just don't want to.
Yeah, I hear you.
So. Do you have a bunker? Does it have a bunker? That'd be cool.
That would be totally cool.
But no, I think that's kind of, it's interesting because of the trends of what people are doing, especially with purchasing their first home. And then also the people who, what would you call it when you purchase your last home? Because my dad called it something.
There's empty nester.
Yeah.
So because when they built
their final destination.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I'll never forget this conversation I was having when they were building their last home. He was like, he built the doors wider.
Yeah. So aging in place.
Yes. Yeah. And so you can get the body out. That's basically what he said. But I was like, okay, funny. But you've
got to be able to navigate any wheelchairs. Yeah. And, you know, all that. That's, it's aging in places.
Yeah.
Is what you refer
to. Well, we don't have a cool name. Is that a cool name?
Ooh. No, not really.
I like Final Destination.
Final Destination homes.
Final resting place. Final sleeping place.
Well, that's one thing I love about this area is like they have all those opportunities for basically from birth to death. It's like they have the facilities here in Montgomery County to fit all those needs.
Oh, for sure.
And right now we have three different choices in Montgomery County for 55 and older. So you've got one.
You have to be the age?
You do. At least one person in the house has to be 55 or older. So we've got.
I'm not going to lie. That used to be a dream of mine.
To 55 and up
community. To live in an old folks home.
Well, this is not an old folks
home. Well, I mean, when I say old folks home, I mean.
The 55 and older.
Well, it's like, because they have the facilities that I love with my needs. Like, if I want someone to do my laundry, someone could do it.
Oh, yeah, they have everything.
That's what I'm saying. I would love to live there. Yeah. And my neighbors wouldn't bother me.
The first one I ever knew of was the OG Del Webb outside in the hill country.
Yeah.
And so Del Webb actually developed one off 1488, and I think it's technically Conroe. So we have that one over there. We have a 55 and older in Wood Forest. And then we've got one out, I think it's in Willis. It's like Chambers Creek or something like that. So you have three different choices for that type of community with someone with those needs. And I think that one of the biggest reasons that people love those is because you've got that built-in community. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to pop down and play Bunko. You've got like probably 10 Bunko games.
Well, everyone's on the same wavelength.
They are.
And that's really, because when you move into a new neighborhood, because like when I grew up, our neighborhood, everyone knew each other. Mm-hmm. Like when we go trick-or-treating, there was 25 of us like coming down like a swarm in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, as I get older, I notice a lot of my friends, when they have their neighborhood, they don't do any block parties. They don't do any of that. So I don't know if that was more of a societal shift or more of just the way the neighborhood attracts people or whoever's moving there. So the ages are all different and things like that.
My mom always said she never wanted to live in one. Because she wanted to be able to still see the kids outside playing. She said that would feel like it would keep me young. I honestly think I would love one of those communities.
I feel like that's your dream.
Like it would
love it.
I would too. Totally think would. About it. Like no, like you, there's no one blaring music at 11 p.m. And then the cars that are driving by aren't blaring, like it's gonna be nice. And then the laundry service, and I bet there's food. I bet I don't have to do anything.
They have like a bar usually.
Yeah,
they do daily happy hours.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And I could drive a golf cart everywhere.
Oh, yeah, you could.
That too.
You could totally.
That's a lifestyle right there. I love it. But the original question I had was like the things you can identify in an area to see growth. Mm-hmm. And like you talked about the returning college graduates or folks who are just always coming back home. So is there anything visual Because, like, I always look at it, like we were talking about earlier, about how many HEBs we have and, like, what's the closest one. Mm-hmm. And then there's other things, too. It's kind of like the Chick-fil-A rule. If there's, like, a X amount of Chick-fil-A's in the area, that means
right.
something's
you've made
gonna,
it.
Yeah, something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I can see that here, but I'm always worried about the east side mm-hmm. of Montgomery County. I don't know if there's probably a lot of growth. I just don't know anything about it.
So the growth over there is mainly happening closer to 59. And then you've got this huge stretch where there's just not a lot. However, now you have the master plan communities on the other side mm-hmm. that are coming in between 45 and 59. So I always say that when developers go in and they say, okay, this is it. I'm going to put my community here. I'm going to go in and put the roads. I'm going to do all of this stuff. They've looked at the data and they know the people are coming. So when a community like that goes in, let's use Wood Forest as an example. When it first started, there was nothing there. And then eventually, as it becomes more densely populated, then the things go to it. Mm-hmm. And I think where I measure the real growth is because you can bring in a McDonald's for any population, right? You can bring in your oil change places. Mm-hmm. You can bring in your chain restaurants. When I think that I feel like an area has kind of like made it, I want to see the individual businesses come, not the franchises, not the chains, but the individual mom and pop come and make it. You know, I think that when COVID hit, we had obviously all over the country, a lot of mom and pop restaurants did not survive and mom and pop businesses. But I think if you remove that from the equation, we have some that I loved and I feel like they would have made it if they hadn't gone through that hard season. So when we bought our very first lot in Lake Windcrest, it was, I want to say in 2000 or 2001, it was still a 2-lane road and we bought on the golf course for $47,500. It kills my husband to this day that he sold that lot. I mean, that's like a sore subject. So
let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. No.
I'll bring him on next time and we'll dig in, right? We'll go.
But let me ask that question.
Yes. And we have a surprise for you. But so that 2-lane road is now, I think we're two or three on each side and it's going to widen at some different points. And down past us, you know, like at least once a month, my husband's like, I wish that the good restaurants would come out here. And I said, it's coming. Yeah. They will come because, you know, we've got the Aggie Expressway there. You can get to College Station so easily. Like, it is coming. But to me, that's where I measure it. I don't measure it that my chains have been popping up down at 249 and 149 or 1488 and 149. I want to see the individual.
Yeah.
So that's one of my measures of growth. Like you've made it now, you've gotten there.
And Montgomery County is so big that there are spots of that, mm-hmm. and it's just going to keep evolving that way. I don't think it's just going to be where like there's a center to Montgomery County and it just spreads from the center. I don't think that's how the growth is going to be seen.
No,
because it's really weird.
The majority of the growth is honestly out closer to that 149. 249 corridor right now. That's where the majority of it is. I think the east side is kind of picking up a little bit slower. We've gone almost as far out with Willis as people are just willing to go, I think, out 45, and it's kind of spreading, you know, to the sides. But, you know, I figured out real fast you're not a stats guy, but I'm just going to roll with this for a minute. I keep a list of all of the new communities coming. And this is, I'm just going to read some out to you because this is kind of staggering. So we've got 3 new communities in the Montgomery and Willis area. You've got Bentwood Farms, Chapel Bend, Lake Creek Ranch. Then you've got Creston, the one I was telling you about. That's going to be 1,400 acres, 3,600 homes. That's at 249 and 1486. Then you've got 1,800 acres north of 1488 and Fish Creek called Two Step Farm. Then you've got High Meadow West coming in that, you know, is next to High Meadow Estates. That's along 1486. You've got Magnolia Crossing coming. Wild Tree, which is off of 1486, north of where you are in Crown Ranch, 430 acres. 300 more acres along Dobbin Huff Smith, north of Hardin Store Road. Another 1341 coming in Silverthorne in Conroe, which that's going to be at 1484 and Wally Wilkerson. Ridgeland Hills, 127 homes in Willis, and another 5,700 acres in Colton zoned to Magnolia ISD. That's just what's right now. That's a lot.
Well, I mean, cool, I guess. I mean, I don't know. That stuff, I was like, every time I think of, what was that, probably about 21
it was almost? A lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are just new homes. Those are brand new homes.
Correct.
But there are still other homes that are available for people here.
Oh, yes.
Because I like that a lot of the houses here in downtown. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all know, like, there's a lot of,
yes,
you know, old homes that have a lot of ghosts, like I said, which is a lot of fun. And I also, and that's one thing I love about this area, is if you're a person who likes space, that's available. If you like a person that's, you want more of a condensed area of, you know, people and things, that's mm-hmm. available too.
It's all.
So, and because I think that's what weirded me out in the Woodlands. One of my friends moved there and he lived in one of the loft kind of things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is here? Why is this here? This reminds me of like downtown Houston.
Yeah.
So they, I mean, the Woodlands does have that for people. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I just love it because I can just walk everywhere and.
See, we could replace the Heights for you, Kayla. Mm,
not yet. So, not yet.
Heights is cool.
One day we'll be out here.
Yes, you will.
And a little bit, let's talk about you guys individually. So, Ellen, you're with the Pool Realty Group, and so I'm guessing you do everything houses.
You got it.
So if you're looking for a house, call you. If you want to sell your house, call you.
Absolutely.
Kind of, that's all else. What else can you do with houses?
Rent them.
If you want to rent a house, boom. Ellen, and then Kayla, you're the mortgage folks, so you're the money person.
Money people.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to buy a house, call us first before you call her to see for that sure. you can actually do
we
that.
We need to
do
make
that.
Sure you can afford the home.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, or if you have a home that you love and you don't want to move, but you want to tap into the equity, we can do that. So you can take equity out of your current home. If you want to refinance, if you've purchased recently in the past couple of years and your interest rate is over 6%, hopefully in the next 2 years, we'll be able to refinance you lower. So
why would anyone besides the individual refinance? Because I feel like the bank would be losing out on that. Why would they want to negotiate a new price? Is it the law or something?
To lower your monthly payment?
Yeah.
But you're not negotiating it with your existing bank.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can, but...
Because I feel like someone's losing money. And usually that's the person who's... putting the risk up.
They've made enough money to, yeah. So that could be like a whole hour conversation.
I was always curious about that because I was like, how did any bank want to renegotiate with someone to lower the payments?
Yeah,
that
work like that.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
We are here to enlighten.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And so I put website links for you guys and your businesses. So if people want to contact Ellen or Kayla, it's all right there. Is there anything else? I mean, we talked about homes. We talked about growth. We talked about Chick-fil-A. I'm kind of...
kind of from what I'm seeing on my end, a lot of people, what we get asked a lot about interest rates right now, they're high right now. We were kind of hoping by the end of this year they would be dropping drastically, but...
No one really knows, I feel like.
That's not really the case. That's not
you know,
really...
when I started selling new homes, they were at 9.
I mean, yes.
So relatively speaking, they're high because everyone was doing... 3%.
Yes.
But are they really that high?
No. I mean, we're at 7.25%, 7.5% right now. We don't anticipate those dropping drastically like we were kind of hoping. But definitely over the next couple of years, we'll see those trickle down. But people are still buying. And I think a lot of people have in their mind right now, oh, well, interest rates are high, so no one's out there purchasing. Almost every single, especially in the Woodlands, Montgomery County area, if a good house comes up for sale, we are having multiple offer situations. Mm-hmm. We had someone in the Memorial area of Houston lose out on a house this week because the person who won bid $200,000 over the list price. I mean, it's insane. So it's not, a lot of people are asking us like, oh, is business slow? And I'm like, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't noticed anything slowing down.
It has not slowed down whatsoever.
I mean, people are spending money still.
Yeah.
So.
The only thing that's really changing there is their buying habits and how they look at homes. So, for example, when we had the frenzy of 2021 and 2022, you could put crap on the market and you could get over ask. You wouldn't have to do anything to your home. You could just say, hey, here's now that's not how we listed regardless, but you could theoretically. And what the rate change has done for people now is at 4%, they were willing to settle a lot more. At 7, they want that home to be everything they want it to be. They want it to be sparkling. they want to come in and see model quality, even on a resale home, not on a new construction. So it's just, it started shifting, and people say, I still want to buy.
Yeah.
But I'm less willing to make compromises than I was when my rate was 4%.
Yeah.
That's the biggest area that I've seen.
Okay.
About how it's just changed. It's changed. And well, outside of what you can afford, it has also changed that.
So for us, obviously during 2021, 22, we saw lots of first time home buyers, people who, you know, didn't think they would be able to buy a house till they were, you know, in their 30s, mid 30s, 40, you know. And I mean, we saw so many young people right out of college getting in the housing market. Now that interest rates are where they are, you've lost this whole clientele of people who just don't qualify anymore because of the interest rate being almost doubled. And so as interest rates, we tell people all the time, you know, if you find the house and you can afford it and you know you want it, just go ahead and buy it. You'll be able to refinance in a couple years. In a couple years, as rates come down, you're going to start seeing a whole wave of people who now qualify again. Mm-hmm. And that want to purchase and want to invest. So
I wish I could remember the stats, especially for you, right? Mm-hmm. But with every 0.5% drop, the number of people that come back into the market to purchase is staggering.
Yeah, it's
hundreds of thousands.
I'd have to send a text message for that one.
Well, because I know I asked you guys for, you know, you're talking about the percent change that allows people who are qualified to mm-hmm. get a mortgage. And of course, you like people borrowing money because you're a mortgage company, obviously, or mortgage lender. And but like I grew up paying cash for everything. Mm-hmm. So what is the downside and upside of paying cash besides you not having a job if I pay cash?
Yeah, I'd like to be employed. But also, we do have people who come to us and say, I have the ability to pay cash, but let me look at doing a mortgage. I mean, we see it all the time. And a lot of that comes from people who don't want to use all their cash.
Yeah.
They want to invest. They want to do it. You know, if you look at the trends, okay, how much money can I make with my money? Obviously, you know.
Well, it's a final destination home.
Mm-hmm. Average 8%. Yeah.
Right.
Average 8% that you make on investments. Well, if interest rates are, you know, 7%, why not just mortgage it?
So, yeah, that's from what I kind of understand, especially when you're trying to make your money go as far as it can go.
Yeah.
And buying homes, people are so strange about their homes. Because it's like I said, you'd be like me, don't care. And then, or you get somebody who's
you're really a rarity.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do
there
care.
There aren't that many people like
I mean, I do care, but it's also one of those things where it's like, what do I want to do with my time? And do I want to sit here and worry about this kind of stuff? Or do I just want to have a nice house where, you know, the AC works?
Yeah.
And that's all I really care about. Yeah. So,
What's your thought on cash?
So, the main way that we deal with cash is more from a seller and buyer perspective. So with us, if you're a listing agent and you're helping someone sell their home, mm-hmm. so you have to help them understand what someone buying cash or offering cash really means to you. So two aspects on this. Let's say you're in a multiple offer situation. Let's say the house is $500,000 and this cash buyer comes in and he's like, I am amazing because I am bringing a cash offer to you, et cetera, et cetera. Then somebody else in that multiple offer situation offers $575,000, but it's a mortgage. At the end of the day, that seller is still getting their money. So you have to, as a listing agent, help them understand where the benefits are. If they have overpriced their house significantly, there's an advantage to that cash buyer because they're likely not going to want an appraisal and they can close quickly. But as an example, if that's not your situation, and Danny and Kayla were representing or were doing a loan mm-hmm. for the buyer with another agent. They brought it to me. They could still close in 2 or 3 weeks most likely because they do that for us all the time. So your speed is less of a factor than it used mm-hmm. to be. It's more of an appraisal issue. Yeah. Is that really going to matter? Because at the end of the day, that seller is going to walk away with more money with the financed offer than the cash offer. And so then if you're representing the buyer, you have to help them understand that it may not be the negotiation power that they thought that they were walking in with. And then I send them to say, all right, do you really, really want to put all this cash in? Or if your reasoning was because you thought it would give you that leg up, mm-hmm. then they need to go talk to Danny and Kayla and figure out, is this really, should I just say I'm going to put 20% down?
Yeah.
Because at 20% down, then you can escrow your own insurance and taxes. You get rid of your PMI, you know, all that good stuff. One of my favorite things that Danny has, let's go back to interest rates and what it does to people. Should I buy? Should I wait? Et cetera, is his spreadsheet where he can calculate out what you would actually lose at the end of the day if you wait for interest rates to come down, because the house values have gone up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that tool that he has. That's
well, it makes the most, especially that unfortunately for a lot of people, they have to buy the house now. Mm-hmm. Like we're moving, like we're moving from Washington.
Yeah.
Like we have to buy a house.
Oh yeah.
So
mm-hmm. yeah, we have lots of those people.
Yeah. No, we'll just get an RV, guys.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Just wait it out. Wait it out. So let's talk about you guys. I know we've been talking about houses and all that kind of stuff. What's y'all's like favorite restaurant around the area? Because you live in Magnolia and you live in Houston, so you can't say anything.
Oh, okay.
And what's y'all's favorite things to do around here?
So I love a good tableside guac. It's got to be table side. It can't just be that stuff that looks kind of like guac that they bring you in a little.
You gotta watch them.
Yeah, I want to see it all done.
Porter metal or whatever was it?
And it's chunky and all that. A good guac with a good mark.
Where's that at?
So Cyclone Anais.
Okay.
On the waterway has some of the best. I love Papacito's guac.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's the one in Hughes Landing? Escalante's. Really good guac out there. I honestly haven't found my top shelf guac out farther. Like they're all in the Woodlands.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I mean, I need somebody in Montgomery County outer outlying to get me the good guac.
Okay.
Top shelf guac.
And then your husband, of course, taught me all about the good tequila.
Yes, we made her come to the Heights one time.
Okay.
She like broke out in hives, but it was okay.
I'm allergic to in town.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we made her do like a tequila tasting with us because she was like, I just don't like tequila. And we're like, no, you're
just like in the street or where?
At a restaurant, okay. Right? We live like in the middle of the Heights. So like there's a restaurant we can walk to like across the street. And so we were like, we need shots for her to sip on. And we did that. And she likes tequila now.
I like Reposado.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
She's like, sounds like a tequila expert now.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I just had Moscow the other day.
It's like, it's the good stuff.
Ooh, I don't like Moscows.
No, it's interesting.
It's smoky.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. Yeah,
it's different.
But
so that's my favorite. I like that. And I'm one of those people with the food allergies, right? Like, not because I want to be, but...
Like a gluten thing?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about like...
I have Hashimoto's, and that's an autoimmune thing, and there's certain foods...
Yeah.
There's certain foods that just do not, like, work. I'm just going to pretend.
Tableside guac's got to have no onion in it.
No, so it's gluten and dairy are my big ones. And so I love the restaurants that have something other than just a grilled chicken breast that I can eat. So, like, True Food Kitchen, Flower Child.
Okay.
Again, in the Woodlands. Yeah. I just need those... Really?
Well, you're a Woodlands person. That's fine. You're one of those people.
But I live in Magnolia. I would never live in the Woodlands. Do you want to know why?
Because you can't see anything?
No.
And the lights.
Well, there's that, too.
You can't find anything.
Legit, the number of times that we have gotten lost in the Woodlands when we first got up here was
And the
crazy.
Worst thing is that when you get lost, you're like, how do I turn around?
You can't. Yeah, you can't because you can't see anything. You can't see anything.
Hopefully this is one big
loop.
I
have 2 acres.
Yeah.
And that is why I could never go to the Woodlands.
Yeah, I like big space. Like that.
Yeah. Oh, Crown Oak Acreage Community. Yeah.
It's kind of something that, like, especially like my brother, he lives out over in Hull, and no one's probably ever heard of Hull, but he's got 40 acres and he's just doing his thing.
Chilling.
He's living his best life on his 40 acres.
And that's what I like. And then I lived in an apartment, I lived in a townhome, I lived in all that kind of stuff. It was neat, but the thing I didn't like about it was the spontaneous of like chaos, because all of a sudden you would hear like a crash at one night and someone, you know, crashed their car in the ditch.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do I get out? You know, like, are you going to call a wrecker? Well, I'm trying to find the best record. Like, give me the best. I'm like, well, I kind of want to get out. So it's like that kind of stuff. So you live in the Heights. You know all about
I know all about
chaos.
That. Yeah.
Every time I drive down there to see y'all, I'm like, why do they live here?
We love it.
I like it. If you like that, I mean, the Heights is really neat. It really is.
It's its own little town.
It's cool.
Yeah.
There's little areas in Houston that are really fabulous. I love it. But also, when you try to like go anywhere, it's...
So, you grew up where in Houston?
In the Briar Grove area.
Oh, yeah.
So right
very
there.
Very popular area right now, yeah. too. Extremely popular.
I grew up on the southeast side.
Okay.
Way out there.
Like Pasadena?
Next to it. Okay. So the part where I grew up in Houston, if I'd been over like three streets, I would have gone to one different high school district. If I'd been over this many, I was like right in the corner.
Oh, cool.
So I was HISD, but I could have been Pasadena, ISD, South Houston. It was all right there.
What high school where is that area?
Top of my head, I think it was
that you went to.
Oh, I went to school at Northam Christian.
Oh, okay. I went to Houston Christian.
So, okay. Yes.
So I think we school kids.
Do we play?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know anything about sports because I tore my ACL in eighth grade, so I couldn't play any sports for a long, 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 long time. But I literally like this area from, like I said, birth to death. It really is cool, mm-hmm. and there's so many different options. And I think it's amazing. It's like a better Houston, in my opinion.
Way better Houston. Yeah. I'm a lake person. We're lake people.
Really?
Oh yeah, we're lake people. We do like the wake surfing, all the wake things.
Oh, okay.
Boarding things. And so we actually kept a boat out here on Conroe for a few years. So we were out here every weekend in the summer for a few summers. But just
how was that? I'm always curious because
out on the lake.
Well, because we always get the boat guys to come in here, and they're like, uh-huh. I don't know anything about boats. Okay. And they kept talking about, like, can you fish off these? Like, it sounds like every boat on the lake is a wakeboarding boat.
There's a lot of people who, so a lady that works with us, she actually, her and her husband, they have a fishing boat. So they go fishing all the time on Conroe. So, no, there's a lot of fishermen out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in the summertime, it's super fun, but it's like, it gets crowded.
Oh,
Conroe
yeah.
gets a... In the summertime, it can be a very crowded lake on the weekends. Mm-hmm. But we would go like on like a Wednesday at like 5, you know, sun's up till 8:30. So you could be on the lake for a few hours.
That's cool.
And it was awesome.
I always wonder what it was like for somebody to have an actual boat on there. Mm-hmm. 'Cause my buddy who lives right by the dam has a boat and he refuses to go to the lake. with it. It's funny. I was like,
it just, you want to avoid crowded weekends.
Yeah.
And then obviously like with the weather and stuff, you kind of had to be mindful of that. So like we were actually in Conroe at I think it's a restaurant called the Lake House or Conroe Lake House.
Yes.
Crawfish.
The Flood
amazing.
House. I call it the Flood House.
It flooded. That's what they were telling us. So we're sitting there and
it really flooded. It was hilarious.
It flooded bad because we were asking them last Saturday, we were like, they have this massive fire pit out there and it's like super cool space.
Oh yeah.
So we were out there for a nonprofit, and it was really neat. We were like, can you turn the fire pit on? Because, it dropped like 30 degrees while we were sitting
and
there.
And I was in Nashville freezing.
And they were like, when we flooded, it ruined our fire pit. And I was like, dang it.
We it really flooded.
That's what they were telling us. I was like, oh, shoot.
Was it Harvey?
No.
No, it was...
Like last fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was just like one of those rain things, and the lake... Rose. SJRA just didn't, do what they all were supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And, which is all right. It's cool. But I remember sitting there, I was at Papa's on the lake, and you could see the lake house across. And I'm like, is it flooded or is it just, is the land just go down?
Yeah.
And then, so I had we got my buddy had binoculars in his car because he's a hunter. And we look, and I was like, oh, that's flooded.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah. No, super good place. Love Papa's.
Yeah.
I like going down to that area where the... Okay,
it's super fun.
I am going to give a shout out to a 105 restaurant, Pizza Shack.
Yeah.
Who haven't been there?
Love Pizza Shack. Every time... So a lot of times our clients will come in for previews, right? So they're not necessarily ready to buy, but they really want to check out the area. And I always say, I don't want you to just say, I've picked a house. You need to really understand where that house is.
Yeah.
So, meet them for coffee, meet them for tea. And, they might be 6 months, 8 months out. So I kind of map out like an itinerary for them. And I say, if you want steak, this is where you're going to go. If you want Mexican food, this is where you're going to go. And if they're touring any of that area over there, I send them to Pizza Shack for the pizza every time. And then down the street to Baby Cakes for those cupcakes. So good. They have gluten-free cupcakes.
And they can get vapes next door from Baby Cakes.
Well, you got to have everything.
I know. I love the location for Baby Cakes. It's like, I think there's like a Crystal Lady and then there's a vape. And I'm like, and Baby Cakes.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know the story about Baby Cakes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was on, was it Cupcake Wars?
I think it was even before that. Like it was some like a bake-off show.
Yeah.
I don't think it was specifically cupcakes. Because I remember when she won.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because she's been in the studio several times. And then, It's right by B-52s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my go-to stop.
I love B-52s.
If I go to B-52s, someone's mad at me, I'm like, I can just stop at the cupcake place and I'm not in trouble
make
anymore.
Make yourself happy.
Yeah. So.
With the cupcake. When she won, I think they were still, Pizza Shack was still in the Brookshire Brothers parking lot. I think they hadn't even built their new location yet. So.
Yeah, Pizza Shack is really good. My favorite pizza place right now is Brothers Pizza right there on 1488. That's really good pizza.
We used to eat that a lot, and I actually thought they had closed.
No, they're there. They'll tow you, just to let you know. They'll definitely tow you. If you're not going to Brothers Pizza, they'll tow you. So just keep an eye out. That whole area is the Wild West. I think other than that, because I like the idea of the margaritas and, you know, the tableside guac, that's fun. Mm-hmm. And when you're going to move up here when your final destination home building, right?
Not that far. We have twins. We have twin babies.
Yeah.
And that's not, at some point we do realize that where we live is not super great for raising children. I mean, it is.
What does that mean? What does I don't get
there's
that.
There's no space.
So there's.
Well, you mean like when they're sleeping?
No.
Because it's like, do we all live in the same room?
We have a real house. We have a great house. We have an amazing house. And that's why we don't want to leave. But we also have a really low interest rate. But at some point we do realize we want a big backyard. We want our kids to be able to ride their bikes outside. Right now it's we have to go to a bike trail, which we live really close to the bike trail.
Why don't you
just
be one of those parents that put signs all on the street?
Because we live on a really busy road.
Oh, I know.
It's a two-lane road.
Yeah, I get you.
People come over and they're like, where do I park? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's an abandoned house situation
it's a real situation.
So I'm like, oh, just park in this driveway that no one lives at. It's
my
fine.
Aunt lives in West U, okay. And I always enjoy going to see her because for Christmas there's thousands of cars.
Oh, yeah.
It's can you just get a valet so I don't have to walk all the way?
There is three or four houses down from us. There is truly an abandoned house lot.
I like it.
And we have an alleyway. And so we park in these people. We're go park in their backyard. It works.
Yeah. Why not?
And plus, y'all really need to be closer to your,
friends.
Weekend football. No, it's football.
Football.
Games.
We're big Aggies.
They're Aggies.
Oh, okay.
Aggies, so yeah.
That's a whole nother weird thing.
It is.
It kind of is, isn't it?
It is.
Well, it's like my brother's an Aggie.
It's
and
like
he,
a cult.
And he wears his ring. And it's what I make a joke to him. I was like, you don't even introduce yourself as your name first. You just put out your hand, make sure they see the ring, and then.
Does he wear his ring?
So
I never
see
it.
He tries to, but his fingers have swollen, and as he's gotten older, so he's like, I need to get mine resized.
He's probably allergic to something in the heights.
No.
He needs to move up north.
He definitely jammed his fingers doing something, and then it's he'll get it on, and then he's like, oh, crap, I can't get it off. I'm like, go put your hand in a bucket of ice.
Maybe he eats too much salt.
He did say this morning, he's like, my hands are swollen because we had Chinese food last night.
Yeah. MSG, it happens.
Yeah. Worth it.
No.
Worth
it. But I always love that. It's like, you put, because usually when you introduce yourself, you say your name first and you see if they want to shake hands. But he just immediately goes like this. I'm Ben Knox.
Yeah.
The Aggie.
The Aggie. No, it's the Aggie, Ben Knox. Yeah. That's how
I mean, this is Aggie country up here.
It is.
It really is.
Dude, I guess that they've put in the Aggie Expressway too.
Yeah.
That's a game changer for people. Because even for us, we drive to almost all the home football games.
I can't believe they fit that many people there.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a little weird. I like it.
But
okay. That's fair. Yeah. I mean,
I would live in College Station in a heartbeat, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
My husband just thinks it's so much of a cult, and yet.
He's jealous.
My daughter
They're
keeps
jealous.
Picking Aggie boys.
They're the best, obviously.
Oh. I like it. Well, I'm not an Aggie, so deal with it.
We forgive you.
Yeah. I'm a Wildcat, I think that's their... ACU. I went to ACU.
My daughter's at ACU right now.
Really?
Yes. She is an early education and elementary childhood major.
That's a good school for that.
It is. And she's...
They got those creepy statues in front of the building.
She's concentrating in ASL.
Oh, really?
And us. And SPED, special ed.
Yeah.
And in fact, today they are at an all-day sign language tournament something where they are helping facilitate. And so all the students in it are hard of hearing. And so they're helping facilitate that by being judges and doing all kinds of things. So they had to, in addition to what they normally are learning in sign language, they had to specifically spend a few weeks learning terms that would fit for a contest or whatever. So she
like slang. You're basically slang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She slang. Really
curse
loves,
words.
Yeah. That's it. She loves ACU, but not Abilene. Like there's a lot to do there.
Wherever where I am, it's great. So I'm
but
cool
you're not
with
there
it.
Anymore.
No,
you're,
I'm here. It's great.
It's a good school though.
No, I loved it. That's fun. Okay. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? I mean, I kind of buy a house, guys. Rent a house.
I mean, for real.
Refinance.
Go on the lake. I can't believe, like, if I lived up here, I'd be on the lake every day.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like watching sunsets, but I mean, I'm not really like a boat
Conroe
person.
Conroe has some of the best sunsets.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
Pictures.
And sunrises.
Yeah. Oh.
I've actually went wake surfing one time, like, at like 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. sunrise on Conroe, and it was amazing. We were the only people out there. It was like still dark on one side of the lake, and it was like sunrise on the other. It was incredible. So
get out
you
there.
You have a really nice lake. Get out on it.
Yeah, I know. I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Or go frequent the restaurants on the lake. Always super fun. Haven't been to Margaritaville yet, though.
It's weird.
We need to go down there.
Everything to you is weird, though. So
well, I feel like that's the vibe.
That's true. I'm very skeptic all the time. No, Tom over there is doing a great job.
Are you a prepper?
Yes. No. No. Not like I prep to go out for the day, but not.
No.
No.
Mean,
like
doomsday prepper.
No. Not at all. But I can be. I know how to be. You know, it all depends on the right home. I find.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But no, Margaritaville is really interesting because it's like you have to have a day pass. I always thought that was really strange. If like you live in the area and you want to go visit the pool, you have to pay like $100-something to visit a pool.
Yeah.
Which I get, but it's also like.
They got to make that money.
Well, yeah. And because they have all those cool facilities and stuff like that. But then I was like, well, you're already getting me into my pocketbook. Might as well just stay a couple days.
Right. You know? I mean, yeah.
Right.
Just go for the weekends. So
yeah.
A little staycation.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've been there several times for smoking cigars and just hanging out.
Nice.
So
you know how I'm not supposed to, with my real estate license, talk about like this house or neighborhood is like family friendly. You know, I'm not supposed to like discuss or say
legally,
you shouldn't go to this school or whatever. But we're just going to talk about Montgomery County in general. And I'm not an agent right now because I'm not telling you need to go live in a certain neighborhood. Yeah. But that is one thing that I think Montgomery County has over so many other areas in the greater Houston area is just the number of things for families to do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's
outdoors,
it's insane. There's no excuse.
There really
to say things. You're bored.
No.
No. And you know we're getting kind of like a Dave and Buster's-ish place. Not to that level, but something that has like arcades and all over in Magnolia.
Really?
Yes, I'm not kidding. It's coming. That's going to be a game changer for people that need to.
There's a place called Game Changers down the street.
What is it?
It's an arcade bar.
Oh, no, this is going to be a little bigger. Awesome. Like, it's going to have the virtual reality stuff and, like, go-karts, I think, maybe. I don't remember, but I just saw it the other day in Magnolia Gossip. That's a for sure face group.
I want to tell you, I realize what kind of house I really like.
Oh,
whoa.
Share it.
So, it's on Fraser, and it has a big gate around it. It looks like it's decrepit. It's, like, old. It's really big. It's a yellow house. I don't know because y'all aren't from around here. I want to look it up.
That
is it on the market?
Probably not. Because what it reminds me of is like the mayor's house from 100 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, oh, it'd be so much fun to like just come outside and everyone's like, who's this guy? In this giant house and randomly.
Do you ever interview like your real serious OG? Conroe, Montgomery people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's good old boys everywhere and girls. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
So, but like the ones that are, when I say that, even like they're older where they've been around here a long time.
Oh, I remember one time I was talking to a guy and they were talking about the Domino house where they play Domino. You know where Red Brick Tavern is?
Uh-huh. Red Brick.
So Red Brick on that street, there used to be a Domino. It's like Prohibition and all that kind of stuff where you could drink beer and play dominoes. And that was like the place.
Wow.
So I had that. And then where my old studio used to be is where the primary eye care doctor was. And legit, one person came by and thought he was picking up his prescription at the radio station.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, you know, that was over like 25, 30 years ago when they were like closing down. So, and I interviewed the guy because like, what are you doing here? We talked to a lot of people, especially with the, I wouldn't say like the election stuff, but a lot of people who are involved in city council or like generational Conroe people and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Did you know Conroe is the seat of Montgomery County?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did not know that.
It is.
I'm really going to find this house, but we got to go. I'll show you after we get off the air here. You're listening to Mornings at Lone Star on Lone Star Community Radio. I'm sitting here talking with Ellen and Kayla. Talk about buying a house, all that kind of stuff. Talk to these ladies. They know what they're talking about. And I don't know how, like, how do you get deals? Do you get deals? You just help. That's yours, like, full service. Like, you'll just...
Full service.
We're kind of like a project manager team.
Yeah.
Management team.
I like it. Okay.
We can help you handle the whole thing. We have an insurance gal, too.
Okay.
We have a remodeler if you need it. Like,
yeah. And we have an Aggie. We have two Aggies.
Whoop.
Whoop. You guys, we're going to get back to the music here on Lone Star Community Radio. You're listening to IRLoneStar.com, and we'll see you guys later.